3, 2, 1. What is up, guys? This is the Worship Leader Podcast. I'm Terry.
And this is Josh.
This is Josh and this is Terry. We're we got an exciting episode, like always. But first, like I said, we always get caught up because we catch up over text during the week a whole lot because we're busy, but
yeah,
we never, like, this is actually good, like, just as a catch up, even
honestly,
podcast aside, like it is. Like we had a little weekend getaway this weekend.
We went
to Dallas, and I had not been to Dallas in a very, very long time. You know, I've flown through Dallas in the airport, but just in the actual city, it's been a very long time. I didn't realize Dallas is as nice as it is. Dallas is a really,
I've
really
heard really
nice.
Good things about Dallas.
Yeah, it's a really, really nice. We were in the outskirts of Dallas. We didn't stay in Dallas. We were in the outskirts, but it's very nice. Everything's really clean. Everything's like, it reminds me of like on a very larger scale, like Baton Rouge. You know the area, like the where the Mall Louisiana area is, where they're building all this nice stuff and everything's just, it's like that on a bigger scale. Everything's very nice, very clean. There's tons of like huge houses everywhere. I was like, man, that's crazy. But it's very nice. We went a couple of different places and I realized a few things. We went, so the first day we went, we went on a Thursday. Well, we went and took family pictures with Trisha's family on Thursday at about 5, and we left there, so Lafayette. So we went south, and then a little over an hour south, then we got back home about 9 or 10 and drove, just picked up some stuff,
and then
drove to Dallas. So we got there about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning.
How did y'all do that?
We got there. I don't drink a lot of coffee, but I drank some coffee.
I was about to say, were you like chugging Red Bull or something?
We both drank some coffee.
I'd be tired just from driving
Actually, Trisha was like, she drove most of the way. She was like, well, I'll drive. I was like, okay, I'm not going to pass it up. You want to drive? Hey, because I usually drive. She was like, I'll drive. I was like, this is nice.
Okay.
Okay, I will get on my phone and research stuff. And so that was nice. But we got there. She drove probably about, let's say it took us 4.5 hours. Oh, she probably drove about 4 to 3:45, you know, of the time. So she drove most of the time. Anyway, like the first night, which was Thursday night, we just went straight to sleep. And it was like, I was to the point to where, you know how you get too sleepy or whatever? And it like ruins your soul. I just tossed and turned all night because I was past the point of like, I can go to sleep and rest. So I just tossed and turned that night. So Friday we got up, we relaxed during the day. We just kind of stayed in the hotel. That's great. So we did that. And we went to, where did we go first? We went to, it was Peppa Pig Land. I don't know the name of it, but I'll call it that for lack of better.
I didn't know that even existed.
And it's nice. They have like a replica of like her house where you walk through it and it's like the kitchen and one of the rooms. And they have like a park. It's like being in the neighborhood. So there's a park there. There's, a couple of parks. There's a couple of houses there. Some buses, like you can get on and pretend you're riding the bus. So it's like a little neighborhood. It's cool. And they have like a little they sell food out of the, it's like a part of the neighborhood. So they have like an ice cream truck or whatever.
That's
like the neighborhood ice cream truck, but you go to it and you get like real food for the family. That was neat. And then the second day we went to Legoland, which was probably my favorite. It was like a mini theme park. So they had a couple of rides in there. And this was all in a mall. They had a couple of rides in it. And they had like
I thought it was like a standalone. I didn't know it was in the mall.
Yeah, it's so neat. We could use one of these here. I'm talking like crazy. But You know, I talk a lot, so
it was honestly, like a, though, if y'all want to bring a Legoland or some anything.
Yeah, like we were saying this would be so much to open, like Trisha was like, I wonder how much it would be. Like she was interested in it. I was like, way too much. Way too much. But
just go buy a Lego set and just make it happen. It'll be fine.
But yeah, it was neat. That was probably my favorite. And then the last one, we went to the aquarium. And they had like the largest things in the aquarium were probably sharks about the size of this table. So it had some nice size stuff there, but mm-hmm. all of it was in the mall. Like they had a huge mall and they were all like on this wing. They made up a wing of the mall. And it was
I'm really used
cool.
to that. Like, because normally, like, you go to the mall and then you go to like other places like that. I'm not used to it all being like in one location.
Yeah, especially in a small town. Like a small town mall is the worst. Like half of the stores are closed.
It is.
You got like no disrespect to any, but a lot of the stores are kind of bootleg.
This is
the story of the small town mall. It's,
yeah. We're doing what we can right now.
and so, yeah, exactly.
We're doing what we can.
And so one of the things I noticed, which I was thinking about, is like when you have children, and y'all will be coming into this soon because Gigi's getting to that age, like vacations are no longer about like the parent. Like vacations are the reason we picked it, because we picked that destination because they had those places to go to.
Mm-hmm.
We went and it was like, for me and Trisha, we ate nice. Like we went to this Dallas and you're in Texas, you gotta get the
it's
barbecue.
It's my treat.
So that was our vacation.
That's your one thing. We're gonna eat what we want.
We had some Texas barbecue. We had some nice there was this place called the Biscuit Bar. It was nice. They did everything on biscuits. They had like chicken biscuits.
Oh my gosh.
They had hamburger biscuits. They had their own like sauce on it.
That sounds so good.
Then they did loaded tots, which they put like tots with all of the ranch and bacon and all that stuff on it and chives and all that. And it was amazing. That place was great. So we ate good, but everything else was about the kids. And you know what? It's not. I like it. Like,
mm-hmm.
you get to a point to where there's a switch. Like, you turn into a dad, and you turn into a mom, and it's like seeing your kids have fun is fun for you. Like that. That's watching them run and play and have fun and taking pictures, and that's more fun on a vacation than I would have going to Six Flags and getting on a ride. Like, I get more joy from that than riding rides at Six Flags. And it's crazy how that changes. And you'll notice that if you haven't had that switch, mm-hmm. once you start doing that, that will be a switch. It'll be like, this is nice. I'm watching. I'm enjoying playing on the little toy set or whatever. And it was cool. Like it was fun. We had fun, and I enjoyed it. It's always nice to get away. So that's kind of what I've been up to for the past few days. It was nice. You've been working really and good. All that.
Honestly, so we did not go to Dallas. We stayed here. Let's see. So basically I was off this weekend. She didn't really have a ton. Well, honestly, she barely, to my knowledge, she barely really had anything to do this past Saturday. So we were just like, earlier that week, I was just like, hey, why don't we just have a family day? We haven't done that in a while. You know, whatever. Because normally we just sit around the house. But honestly, that has become like the life. So we actually got out of the house, saw the sun. It was really great, actually. We went to that Fun on the Go in the mall. So fun fact,
we had something in our mall.
Yes, we have something in our mall, y'all. We have something. And what we love about it, because like we were trying to figure out like, okay, what are we going to do? And we literally were planning it around Gigi because it's a hot mess. So like we were just like, okay, what can we do? Well, I forgot what we were thinking. We were thinking about going to the zoo. We were like, we can either go to the zoo because animals, all this other stuff, you know, whatever. We haven't taken her to the zoo yet. Or
Let me stop you. We have a year pass to the zoo. And I think you get to bring like guests. So we'll have to, I'll check into it with Trisha and I'll let you. So when y'all get ready to take her, let us know.
That actually fixes everything. Because we had thought about, so we've been tossing around this idea. So funny story. We've been tossing around the idea of going to that Go Wild Safari thing. You know, the thing where you feed the animals and they get in your car, basically. And everybody's like, and then y'all laugh about it later. But then we were just like, we played it out in our heads. And we were just like, wow, that's going to be really traumatic. She's going to freak out. And then that's that goes the entire ride. Like, literally, it takes is like one animal getting in the car and she's like and then every time after that she's just like animal scary death don't want to deal with that. So we ended up doing the Fun on the Go, because fun fact, you can go there and only have to pay for your kids.
That was not the case in Dallas.
Yeah.
Like, you pay to watch your kids have fun.
You pay for everybody.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. We'll have to check that out. Is that a stationary, or are they coming on around, or is it something that's like,
it's like, it's actually like actually in, like, it's built into the mall now. Oh, like, they took like one of the spaces. So it's like literally you go and it's like actually fun. Like, they actually have like video games on the side, like ping pong. I think they had like the little shooting hoop. I think that's like the little basketball thing too. I think you can do birthday parties there.
Oh.
They have bouncy houses. They have like this awesome little, I don't know. It's on my Facebook. You can, she got on this little car and you push her and she go, whoa, but you don't push too hard because you don't want them to fall. And then you got to figure that part out. But so yeah, it was fun. Only got hurt once, but it was fun. We only had one incident. It was really good, though.
One incident, that's great.
Yeah honestly, it was a successful outing. And she got on the bouncy house, which I was really surprised on, because I wasn't I thought she was going to be kind of like clingy, but like she actually got down. She walked around, ran around, had fun, picked up the toys, tried to put stuff in her mouth, and we had to talk about that. But it was good. It was good. It was really good.
And, one thing, Louie had his first bad dream this morning.
Oh,
I was up front. I woke up. So Viv goes to school on, she goes to school 4 days a week, mm-hmm. and Louie goes to school 2 days a week. And so this was his day to be off. So we were up and he was sleeping. Trisha was getting Viv ready and I was just kind of up front, getting ready for work and stuff. And so I hear something out of the back, like a scream, and then you know, kids scream all the time. So that's not.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think anything big about anything about it. And so Trisha came up and he had his head on her shoulder, and then he came told me, he said, "Scary spider, scary spider."
Oh.
So he woke up saying "scary spider," screaming "scary spider," and Trisha asked him, and he pointed, and there was. He was just pointing in the air, like he wasn't pointing.
It's over there.
Yeah. And of course there was no spider. And so so he was like, yeah, spider gone. So it was like, okay, so first bad dream. And
okay.
I was like,
milestone.
I was like, I'm feeling warm and fuzzy on the inside, like over a bad dream.
I know.
Like this is something. Like,
we have arrived.
But yeah, it was like noteworthy, I guess, because it gave me the warm and fuzzies because he had a bad dream, but it was his first one, and I was like, oh. First bad dream.
Okay, so like it's weird, but like it's the weirdest stuff that you can like get like all sentimental about, like the first time they tried to walk and then like they fell down and it's just like, oh, you hurt yourself. Like I don't know. It's weird.
Scar. Clean that, wipe that blood off.
You all right, get back up. I don't know.
That's it's been all about the children. Which is good. It's the thing. Life is about the children. And I guess one more kind of noteworthy thing. While we were in Dallas, there was this lady we met. Mm-hmm. And she was, we went to a pet-friendly hotel. So we have a Boston Terrier. We took her with us. And so there was a lady, I was taking her out to do her business. And there was a lady out with two dogs. And so she was just, you know, sitting there, I guess, waiting on somebody. And so me and Trisha went to get started for the day, and the lady was outside, and she came and walked over. She was like, do you mind giving me and my dogs a ride to the park right over across the street? And so we find out that she had, you know, she had come up on some circumstances or whatnot, and during COVID she had been living in the hotel for a long time, and oh. I guess she had ran out of money for the hotel, and she was just taking the dogs to the park for the day or whatever. And so me and Trisha made a really good connection with this lady, which normally, if you're real with yourself, if there's somebody, you know, that needs help, mm-hmm. you just kind of, you do whatever and you go on your way and be yeah. like, that was nice. You don't remember them. Like, you just.
Basically.
I mean, you may remember them.
Honestly.
Before, yeah, you don't remember them. And so we connected with this lady, exchanged numbers, because she has a phone. Mm-hmm. We exchanged numbers. And I don't know, it just feels different. Like, it feels different to Trisha and it feels different to me. So we're going to stay in contact with her. And what happens, happens. But I feel like it's something that was definitely orchestrated. You know, because there's, mm-hmm. I feel like all things are orchestrated in a way, but some things are just like, if you're in a big city like Dallas, you're going to run into people that don't have a place to stay. Like, yeah. that's just going to happen.
It's a given. It's a major city.
Yeah. I feel like this wasn't one of those instances where mm-hmm. we just ran into somebody mm-hmm. that needed some help. Like, I feel like
There was something to it.
So we connected, and we connected with her on Facebook. So if you see this one day, shout out to you.
Hey.
but yeah, we connected with her on Facebook, and we have her number, and so hopefully, you know, a lot of good things come out of our relationship with her. So shout out to you. And I guess transition.
Okay, transition.
Transition. Nice. I couldn't think of any kind of transition. So what we're here to talk about.
So smooth.
What we're here to talk about, which was Josh's idea, and I think I was like, man, how did we miss this?
Honestly, like, it's very weird that this has not come up already. I was like,
Josh. How did we miss this?
He literally was just like, it's literally so obvious.
it's literally, this is the Worship Leader Podcast, and this subject is literally like something we should have covered. But
y'all, it's really funny. It really is.
So good thing you know, I was like, Josh, this is great. And so what he wanted to talk about is just like nervousness, like when you're nervous, like that's mm-hmm. kind of what you had in mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
And it happens to everybody.
Yeah, it happens.
I don't care what they say. It happens to everybody.
It happens to everyone. Everyone gets nervous. Everyone has that. Now, I think there's a distinction. You know how some people say you should always get nervous. There should always be some nervousness. Mm-hmm. I think that is true. I don't think the nervousness should hinder you. Like if you have nervousness like that hinders you, then it's a problem. Like
yeah.
that's the kind of nervousness you should not have. So if it's hindering you from leading worship effectively, then that's not nervousness that should be there.
Mm-hmm.
Just your normal jitters. That's fine. That's fine. That's to be expected. But if it's hindering you and if it's altering the way you lead worship, then that's not how it should be. That's not how God designed it. That's not how we shouldn't be okay with it, and we shouldn't continue to work in that manner, you know. So I guess that one of the big questions is like, what is that hindering, and what, how do we combat it? So I guess I would ask you, like, do you have any stories or any times where you were hindered due to nervousness?
Okay, so fun fact. This is something that literally it's a work of God that I don't do this anymore, but I used to subconsciously, and I think I might have said this before, but like I used to subconsciously close my throat whenever I was singing in front of people.
Oh.
And so like stuff that I normally would be able to sing, I literally could not get out because like my throat would literally go from this to this just because I'm in front of somebody. And so like, of course that gets like amplified.
Yeah.
Being in front of groups of people. Yeah. And especially like if you're in one of those intimate settings where it's like you're here and they're like here and you're just like, I'm going to die.
My throat is.
Let's get ready to praise the Lord. Like,
like Josh jumped up like 3 octaves.
I know.
Look at you guys.
Literally. I'm Mickey Mouse.
And it's like, it's funny now, but it was like literally in that moment, like, I could be in practice, I would be fine, and then get to service, and it's just like, it would be like bad, bad, and it would just be like, man, that was trash.
Everybody's like, great feel. Job, Josh. You're like, I know you gotta say that,
but it was terrible. I know it was terrible. I heard it. I know what it felt like. That was terrible.
And I know I would have to say, like with me, the things that have nervousness that has hindered me would be like the breathiness and the push.
Ooh,
like
yeah.
Like the jittery push. That. Like your singing song is like
the shakes.
Yeah, the shakes like that.
The shakes.
That has been and like literal shakes, like sweaty palms and literal shakes.
Y'all.
That has probably been my culprit in the past. Like I've gotten to where in normal settings that doesn't happen. But that's my culprit.
Hold the mic.
Hallelujah. It's like, ooh, that vibrato though.
It's not vibrato. It's not. Fear. It's straight fear.
Fear brato. I think we just coined fear the phrase brato. Fear brato. You heard it here first on the Worship Leader Podcast.
Fear brato.
Fear brato.
I love it.
We gotta get that copyrighted.
Yeah, we do. Jarrett.
Honestly,
we need copyright
coming at you.
So what do you think you? How did you overcome your? Or is it something that's conscious that you can put a pin on and say this is how I did it? Or
honestly, it was. I know, like for me, it had to be a process because like mine, there was some mental. For me, at least, it felt like there was mental/spiritual stuff tied to that because like things like self-defeating thoughts, insecurity, yeah, that sort of thing, because like I don't know a lot, like some people, I don't know how many people, but it's, well, it, scrap all of that, but basically singing is a mental game really and truly. Like it's not just like you open your mouth and then like an angel comes out, like can be like there's a mental component that plays like a huge part in that. And it's like,
yes,
you could be like the most amazing singer. And I've literally like, and this happens a lot, but like you can be the most amazing singer, but that ends up getting stifled because of like thoughts circling around in your head. And like, I have had to pray and practice getting out of that, literally, because it's just like literally it's like those like self-defeating thoughts of just like, this isn't right, that didn't come out right, you're flat. Yeah, well, normally I was about to say you're sharp, but that almost never happens.
Yeah, it's
like that, yeah, almost
sharp,
never happens.
Sharpness, it doesn't happen,
man, that would be no. That almost never happens. It's just like, man, you're flat, woo, you're running out of air, you're not gonna make it through the end of the song. Like, y'all, it's, I remember there was like this one Wednesday, like, and it was like all, well, I say all high songs. I think I messed myself up during the practice where it was just like, I went in too
much. You went
much.
All the way.
I went all the way in. It was like, and it was just like, calm down. But like, then I got to service and it's just like, my voice was tired and I was just like, this ain't gonna go well. this ain't gonna end real good.
Voice is like, well, it's been nice, Josh.
Literally, what happened?
Good luck.
Got to the third song and it was just like, help me, Jesus. So it's like, I don't know. I say all that to say, basically, it was like, it took a lot of just practice, prayer, personal time of just like getting by myself with God and just doing it.
Yeah.
And then pulling that, I know that's like a weird imagery, but like pulling what I was doing in my personal time into what I was doing in the public.
Yeah.
To where like I had to finally get to the point of being comfortable of like singing in front of literally anybody. And that God had to help me so much with that, just because it was like being scared of being judged, honestly. And I think that was a major root of that. Like, I was just scared of what people were going to think about what was coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And so I would rather it be minimal to nothing than anything, you know, than the chance of it being something bad.
Yeah. I guess is a good point. Yeah, I get you. Yeah, definitely. And that's great, because I like the imagery that you said, pulling like what you did in your time alone with God and your time alone in practice, your time alone with yourself, pulling that into the public view. And I think for me, my answer is a lot like yours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what I had to do was I had to have time alone with God, have time alone with myself, and hash those things out. And a lot of the ways I hashed that out was just doing it in the alone time and pulling that in. And another thing that I think helps is the more you do it in the public eye, the more comfortable you become.
That's so true.
Doing things like that in the public eye. It just like I went from being comfortable in like youth services, but super uncomfortable like in big services with a lot of people.
Joking.
And then don't die, Josh.
I'm literally trying to nonchalantly choke to death.
over there,
no,
dying.
No, you keep going.
You I don't want to interrupt.
Keep.
Don't mind me over here dying. I'm talking, looking at the camera, look over, John. Dead.
Show must go on.
Well, I guess I'll keep this podcast.
I know. He'll be back.
Oh, man. Never mind. I'm completely derailing the rails. But that Instagram you sent me.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that.
Oh, my goodness. That was the funniest thing ever.
Like, I have to go back and find
I'm not
that.
Even going to try to recreate it, because there's no way
rough.
I could do it justice. But there was a funny tweet about a guy at the airport, and he was shouting and thought somebody was I'll tell the quick story. I'm not going to, whatever. He thought somebody, they were doing the Heimlich on somebody. So he's running through the airport, speaking the name of Jesus. You will live. You will live. You will live. And he gets around the corner, and they're not doing CPR. They are pushing down a bag to try to get it zipped up. And so he just ran, screaming the name of Jesus, praying, declaring life over a suitcase.
So the suitcase is blessed.
The blessed suitcase.
Super blessed. Everything in it has life now. And more abundantly.
Abundant life. Like I was saying, I was comfortable in front of smaller groups, and not comfortable when I was in the bigger services, because I wasn't doing it that often. And I noticed the more I begin to lead worship in front of people, I became more comfortable. Like, the little things, and some of the stuff I had to realize was I was way harder on myself than other people would be. Like, it's a battle. Like you said, it's the mind. The mind is singing is, especially in front of people, and when you're newer to it, like, it's so much more, not more, but it's a lot mental, and a lot singing. Like, it's later it becomes less mental in that way, and more, you know, working on other things. But it was a mental thing for me, and I just had to do it. I just had to get the exposure and be in front of people and mess up in front of people and see that it's not that bad.
Honestly,
and that, you know, I'll begin pairing those things. I now to where I'm pretty comfortable in any situation. Maybe if it was like general conference or something like that. Like, that's different. Like, I'd be probably shaking again. But it's. Oh, another thing. While I was thinking, I've mentioned this before, but like, I've said this a bunch before, but it's just such a point that needs to be hit and something that needs to be done. I just, every time we talk about something in this realm, it comes up. Like, praying before, like, before you go out. Like,
that
not just your
huge difference.
Morning prayer or whatever, like, before you, it settles you. Like, I think we said this the last podcast, but it does. It
can
settles
you. Can
you
say it too much, not, really, you though?
You can't say it too much. Like, it settles you. Like, it outside of connecting with God, which is the most important thing, we have benefits from connecting with Him. It settles us. Like, it takes the edge and the jitters, and it suppresses them. So I think all of that is kind of what helped me in the times of nervousness, that helped me kind of get through it to where now I don't have the amount of nervousness that holds me back. Now, I will say this, when it comes to just free worship, like vocally, but mostly vocally and just expressively too, when it comes to free worship, that is my next level. Like, as long as I'm in my box if I'm singing spontaneously and I sing this set of notes, I know it's gonna go well. As long as I'm in that box, I'm good. You take me out of that box and you just say, go for it. You think of something,
what?
just sing what you think, sing what you feel, have at it. Then I get nervous. Like, that's my next, that's the next place where I need to tackle nervousness and tackle that. That's probably that's the area that, honestly, I'm not currently working in it, but I need to start. Like, I'm currently in my box. I'm currently comfortable in my box. But that's where I need to challenge myself, is expressively free. And the thing about that is, like, I think that is, like, I think that is where you hear from God and you just go with it.
Like, literally.
Like, it's such a, and Charity Gayle does this so well.
Oh, yes, like, she does.
She is very, very,
on a dime.
Very good.
Like,
on a dime. Like, and she'll just go. Sister Mickey does that really, really well. Like,
I have,
these are
always
top tier people that
yes.
Yeah.
And that's something that, like, I've admired so much about Sister Mickey, because, like, literally she just gets up. And it's just like, it's crazy how she can just, like, take a song and then just kind of put
just
stuff in there.
Like. And it's like, it's as genuine as you can get in leading worship. Like, it's the most genuine, authentic worship leading that I probably have ever seen. Like, just to see her in her element, like, take a song, and if something's shifting, she doesn't have a problem shutting the song down in a very like in the way it should be done. Like, yeah, she'll shut it down in the way it should be done, and she'll reset and go with the spirit. Like, mm-hmm.
then end up directing the whole thing. It's crazy.
And it's, and it's organic. It's flowy. It's mm-hmm. there's nothing rigid about it. It's mm-hmm. like it's worship leading.
At its like at its height or something,
yeah, at
like
its height, at the pinnacle, like it's worship leading at the pinnacle, and I just like that. That is something that I need to work on because I'm so like rigid and like just okay. I'm doing this song. This is the song that I'm doing. Like I have an ear out for God, but like. God tells me something. I'm like, okay, you know, just
that was a good word, God.
That was a good word. But are you sure? Like, not asking God as a, like myself. Yeah. Like, Terry, are you sure? You don't wanna like.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We'll get him next time.
Yeah, we'll get him next. Oh, I've had some. We'll get him next time before. Have you had any? We'll get him next time.
Yes. I've had quite a bit actually.
Like
you're seeing it and it's coming and it's coming and it's just like and there it goes.
I feel like that's different, like speaking and like singing and stuff. For mm-hmm. some reason, like if you're speaking and God says something, you could just bam. You
but singing, it's like you got a hit. Like there's timing in rhythm, yeah, and it's yeah, like yeah,
exactly.
And there's other singers that you have to worry about, yeah. And like musicians, like if you're. For example, like you're like singing the chorus and all of a sudden you're just like, we need to do a verse. You're not going to say that literally as like they are transitioning into the bridge and like they're about to. That is a train wreck. You are driving the team into a train wreck.
Exactly. And that's what I need to get more comfortable doing. I can do it, but it's very like. Out of place for me, and so mm-hmm. I'm not comfortable doing it, and so it's I don't lean into it. I need to. So that's something that I need to work on. I need to start working on it. So I'll start working on it.
Like that's something that I really, really like. I've been trying to practice that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not necessarily something that like I'll always do, but it's something like I'm trying to work into like regularly right, open to doing
right. And it, you saying that just made me think of something like it's not something because you were saying practice but then mm-hmm. you was like well not really because you can't really practice it
yeah like it literally be, it's like either you're doing it or you're not
yeah, like yeah it has to be a moment where it's like you can't force a transit you can't mm-hmm. force a move if that particular move's not there, you can't be like, yeah. Okay, I want y'all to quiet down the music. And people just like, why are we doing this?
Like, people looking at each other. Do you know what's going on?
So it has to be real time. And it has to be like God mm-hmm. moving in that moment. And God has to speak to you. And then you have to go with it. So it's not something that can be canned. And it's not something that can be, I guess, practice. You have to move into it when the spirit moves. And
I think it's kind of like a muscle where it's just like kind of like what you were saying, but like you have to get used to messing up.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And well, not get used to messing up, but
you have to know it's okay to mess up. Yeah.
And it's just
and
like
it's not that bad.
If you miss it, it's gonna be awkward. Okay. Yeah. Let's just put it we'll put it on the table. It's gonna be awkward.
Yeah, right.
It may not be. People may not notice. Some of them will, though. But it's going to be awkward, probably, most likely. It will. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Because you're pushing.
Right.
You're pushing
right.
the boundary now.
And like, I think that, like, if you think about the early church and, like, them... Like you have people that are used to the law and they don't even think that the Messiah has been there yet. They're still waiting on the Messiah. And then you have the disciples saying, okay, this is the Messiah. Like that
here,
had to be super uncomfortable. And even though they were with Jesus and he spent 3 years after his ministry, I'm sure there were times when they missed some stuff. I mean, if you're a human,
Yeah.
You just throw in probability and humanness. You're going to miss sometimes. And I'm pretty sure it was awkward for them. It's just something you just have to endure, I guess. And it is something that makes you stronger, though.
And I think that's where, like, faith comes in also.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's great having faith when you succeed, but, like, you really... There's like a huge like component of like, okay, even when you mess up,
yeah,
and you fall flat on your face in front of everybody, but then like you get back up and you do it again and again and again and again. Like there's something to that, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, there is. There's definitely something to that. It's just that resiliency and that consistency is like, it's one of the qualities I think that God values over a lot of other, because the mm-hmm. race is not given to the swift or the strong, but yeah. that endures like
that's
that.
True.
Just that yeah. constant, like you were saying, like just sticking with it. Like yeah, so that I think that's great, and I think that's the best ways that I can think of right now, anyway, of overcoming nervousness and overcoming fear, all of the fear, and I feel overcome. You ever mix up your L's with your R?
Yes,
overcoming feel.
Yes.
Fear.
Sometimes I catch it and sometimes I don't.
It's just like the things we discussed. Like it's just knowing that mm-hmm. that you need to pull the time that you've spent doing those. Well, first you need to be doing those things, not in the public view, and you need to grab and pull that, like Josh said, grab mm-hmm. and pull that into your experience in front of people, and you want to make sure you're spending time with God directly before, and that's easing nervousness, and you want to make sure that at the times that you can have exposure, take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. If it's like, if somebody's asking you to do something and there's the exposure, then take advantage of that. And if you're to the point where you're not being asked a lot, I would, now this is something, considering it's a safe program,
mm-hmm.
like you can go and you can tell them, okay, I'm trying to get more exposure, and it may not be a thing where you get more exposure leading out front. If the exposure may come backing background, you know, singing
yeah.
and praise team stuff and all of that, and that may be, that's more of a safety net to exposure and getting yourself in front of people than just being thrown out in front of people to lead worship.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, so that may be the thing that needs to happen, you know, if you're not getting a ton of exposure and you're not ready to and you're not to the stage where you're ready to be leading out front yet, you may need to lead in the praise team first and get exposure like that and do that a ton of times.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll begin to build and begin to grow. And the next thing you know, you're being called to another level and you're
that's
doing
true.
Different things. So I think, I don't even know.
Well, honestly, and I think with that, like using that
uh-huh.
as an opportunity to, not in a stalker, don't be a stalker, but to watch and study what those people, like the people that are at your local church, the ones who are regularly doing that, use that as an opportunity to get like up close experience.
Yes.
Like you get to go to the practice and see what they do behind the scenes. And you get
right.
to go and like get that, you get to see it from a completely different perspective.
Yeah.
And so like that in and of itself actually even helps you. And I mean, like, it doesn't mean like you're going to be an exact copycat, but like it at least gives you some ideas of where to go.
Right. And exactly. Yeah. I think that's good, because it's like, I've done that a lot. Just watching people that have been doing it longer than me that have, mm-hmm. and just taking those things that fit well with me, that I can incorporate into worship leading, that, I've done that a lot, and I think most people do that, and that's one of the things that if you don't know to do it, it's it's one of those veils.
Like, yeah.
You think you just got to do all of this stuff on your own. And you got to know, like you were saying, like if you just emulate the people that have been doing it longer and that do it all the time, mm-hmm. and just take things from them that you can incorporate into your own, it makes, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You know, the wheel's already there. Just take those things and incorporate them into your own worship leading. Yeah. That's another great way to help, like bringing it back to the whole nervousness thing.
Yeah.
When you have things to rely on, and not maybe, it's because there's a thin line between using things as a crutch and just having things there for when you're nervous, I can fall back on this and not train wreck. Like that's a whole different thing. But having that there, that those things that you can rely on, looking at other people and taking those things and incorporating into your worship leading, that helps nervousness. Like if you know, okay, I'm for this, I see Josh does this and I can do that, then you don't have to be nervous about what you're gonna do for this.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm making sense. I don't even know.
Yeah,
if I'm
no,
making
that
sense.
Makes sense though. Okay. Where it's like you have, if all else fails, you're not a deer in headlights.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Because like if you don't do anything, then really that's really gonna go downhill. Like that's dead.
Yeah, and that will cause nervousness if you know, okay, I don't have anything. Like I just gotta be out there and I have to be Charity Gayle or Mickey Mangan the whole time.
Like
that would make me nervous if honestly, I just had to do that the whole time and didn't have some kind of structure.
Something I really miss is they used to do unscripted.
Oh yeah.
And it was literally like you get up there, you don't know what you're about to sing.
Yeah.
You don't know what's about to be played.
Right.
You don't know
exactly
what's about to happen. It just starts.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't think I don't think I ever sang for it, but just watching it was interesting because it's like you learn how to flow doing stuff like that. Where it's just like just starting and then just doing it.
Yep. And then you, okay, we've been doing this song 20 minutes, so it's time to go somewhere else. So where do we go? What feels the best? That really helps, like flow. It mm-hmm. helps tremendously with knowing how to flow. I do remember those days and the unscripted and all that. It's nice. It's really good for exercising that muscle, like the flow muscle or whatever. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm gonna say something that's completely off. It's completely off, but I noticed about myself. This has nothing to do with worship leading, by the way. I noticed about myself while you were talking about you said something along the lines of order.
Uh-huh.
And so I was thinking, like, I am a order. I'm figuring out, like, I'm an order person. Like, it makes me uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
Like my kids, like we painted
pumpkins. I could see that.
We painted pumpkins like I guess rules and order to me is mm-hmm. very like important. Like I'm not like a super like OCD things in place, mm-hmm. but just rules and order is like,
there's gotta be something.
Up. Yeah. There's gotta be something. We were painting pumpkins and Louis was painting the pumpkin and he had like, he'd do one color and he'd paint the pumpkin all the way around and he'd pick another color. And Viv was like, she was like mixing up the colors and she was like, she'd take the brush and was like, digging into the paint, and she was painting the plate more than she was painting the pumpkin, and like I was like anxious, like on the inside I was anxious.
Internal
I was
panel, like, panic attack.
I was like, okay, they're having fun. Shut this down. You can't be like, use the one color at a time and blah, blah, blah.
Ba-boom.
I did make some comments. I was like, okay, Viv, you might want to use one color at a time.
And to gently guide her in the right direction.
Into my order or whatever. And like, on the inside, I was like, okay, I see. I see how people get anxious over things, because on the inside, I was like, I was feeling some kind of way on the inside. Like, I was anxious on that. I was like, this is stupid. Like, what am I, why am I getting anxious over, like.
It's like, where did this come from?
Like, coloring outside of the lines or whatever, you know. Yeah. I was like, why is this making me so, like, feel so whatever?
But honestly, that brings up a good point of, like, knowing that about yourself.
Yeah.
Because, like, that kind of stuff translates literally into, like, every part of your life.
Yeah, it does. And what I think what brought it to my attention was, like, I did a test. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a ton of these tests. Well, yeah. It's a new one. I forget the name of it.
I love those tests.
And I do. And high up, I noticed, like, every question that asked about, do you think society should have rules? And I was like,
absolutely. Strongly agree.
Like, that was, I was like, I'm answering this a whole lot on all of those. They just ask you the same question in different scenarios a bunch, and you just strongly agree or disagree. And like, all of those order questions, I was like, I strongly agree. So I'm just this order person, I guess. And that like, it got me, I don't know, it was weird for me to like come face to face with that and be like, Terry, on the inside, when there's order, like, you get, stop it. Stop being crazy over it. But I don't know. It's just the weird point. Everybody, to your regularly scheduled program.
Everybody has their stuff, though. Because it's like, I think that also kind of ties into the box thing with you. Because it's just like, the box is like your order.
Exactly.
And anything outside of the box is like chaos.
Look at Josh like, over here counseling me. That's exactly it. And it gives me, like, to get outside of that box, I get that little anxiety.
If I get out of there, it's all going down.
It's a part of my makeup to be like that. Man, that's crazy. So I'm gonna have to, like, try super hard.
And I think that's like, if you start getting a little, and I know, like, there's a danger in this.
Josh brought this back around to worship leave. Like, I told this random story that I should be getting anxiety about because I was so out of order with it. I should be anxious inside. And Josh looped it right on back around in the worship leave. Nice work, sir. Anyway, back to it. That was nice. Like, he was trying. I was like, he is bringing this back around into worship leave. This is great. Like, I was like, wait, my boxes.
So, like, honest moment, I've had to like think about stuff like this a lot, because like, I've watched people do this stuff that like we talk about, but then it's just kind of like, but how do they do that? And then it's just like the realization comes of just like, you have to get out of your comfort zone. It's just like, but I don't want to do
that.
Yeah,
but me don't want to get. Me no. Me it's no. Like,
why doesn't it come into my comfort zone?
Yeah, for real. Come into my comfort zone. Yeah, that's
welcome.
Man.
And it's like, I don't know. It's like, there's a lot of, and there's a danger to it doing this too much, but it's like getting to that point of like being self-aware helps with like the nervousness, the expressivism.
Yep.
It helps everything, because it's just like, you know your limits, you know your strengths, you know your weaknesses, you know like where you're, honestly, you can even tell like, okay, when I get into this situation, my mind is going to start doing this.
Yeah.
And you can kind of start getting ready
for it. Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's just like, when it first starts happening, it's all of a sudden like this, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Deer in the headlights. Like, oh, what happened?
Yeah. Like, literally. But then, like, once you start getting alone with yourself, like, I think that's like a huge, like, taking the time out to learn you.
Yeah.
And figuring you out. Helps a ton.
Yeah, it does. It helps a ton. And I this, like, I guess a roundabout way, I knew it, but I never, like, until just now, it never, like, clicked or never was, like, concrete or put into words for me. Like, that is it. Like, that's that whole little anxiety thing I was talking about the pumpkins ties into my worship leader. Like, and getting out of the box and getting out of this order or whatever. It gives me that same little angst or whatever.
And
so,
honestly, like, I could see that. Like, because you're the type, like, you're very, like,
yeah,
this is what it is. Like, this is how it's supposed to be. Like, that sort of thing. Like, well, I mean, you said, like, ordered. Like, instructions, step by step. That sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how your mind is.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's how my mind works. It's crazy. And this is what I've... Don't give me this answer, because I'm not ready. This is not an answer I'm ready to...
I'm ready
to get real, but I'm not ready to get this real yet. I'm not ready to know. I might not even say it on this. I might skip it just so one of y'all won't come.
And put it in the comments. Actually, Terry. Like... I'm gonna be ready, waiting in the wings. I got you. I know exactly what this is.
So I forgot what I was gonna say, and that's a good thing. So I'm not. I'm probably not gonna bring it up just because I really did. This is not a cop out.
I really hope it comes back because now I really want to know what it is.
Like, I forgot what I was gonna say, and if it comes back, I will say it. But
don't your WebMD this. like,
I'm beginning to... it's hurting me to even kind of say it. Like, this is getting real.
Y'all.
This is real.
Terry does
real
not do
right
this.
I don't. This is real getting real. Like, I'll say it a different way. You ever wonder if, like, I'm seeing this about myself, the orderliness of me. Like, I'm starting to wonder if it's a problem. Like, don't, you know, whatever. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. You ever find out something about yourself? You're like, I wonder if everybody's been seeing me through this lens my whole life, and I'm just noticing it.
It's then that you start thinking about it, and you're just like, that's why they said that. Literally, you're just like, that makes sense now.
That makes sense now. Okay, all right. I'm going to show up. Woo, no rules, guys. No rules, trying to overcompensate.
It's then they're like, what happened to Terry?
Trying to overcompensate. Box going out the window. Like, I don't want to see a box in this place.
No box.
I needed that box, man. I wanted that box.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but like it's crazy. This whole like, I guess I gotta dive into the box now and try to expand the walls of everything that's going on. So I don't know.
It's weird.
That is weird. I just. Self-realization.
Honestly. And it's like, what's coming to mind right now is, like, a few years ago, God had, like, shown me in this vision of just, like, I was in this, I don't really know how to describe it. Basically, I was in a space. And basically, like, there wasn't a hand, but basically, I could tell, like, he basically, like, went like this, and, like, literally a wall of the space, like, went down, and like progressively different walls of that space kept going down, and he was like, and he just would just keep telling me like, it's time to get out of that box. And so like, just like talking about all of this, like, it's weird, like, because I had honestly forgot all about that.
Oh, okay.
It was crazy. Yeah. And so I don't know, that just talking about that stuff just brought everything back.
Yeah it It's. I'm. I know y'all just saw us jump just now. So, what had happened was, I just got a new studio light and I'm trying it out, and we have an umbrella over it light diffuser, and the umbrella just popped. I was not pop, but it just like closed up oh my randomly.
Gosh. Let me go fix
and
that.
Scared Woo! The living daylights out of me and Josh.
Man, there he is.
All right. Yeah. So
it was kind of okay. I'm not even gonna put an analogy to that. that was just wasn't ready.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't ready.
Like a thief in the night.
That umbrella, like a thief in the night.
Oh man. Yeah. So just trying to bring my heart rate back down. all right, we're back.
We're back. You know, I think we covered. Is there anything else you can think to cut?
It did it again. Oh my gosh.
It really got me.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? Let me get out of here before I have a heart attack.
Y'all.
But for real though, can you think of anything else? Right now I can think of like just repeating the same stuff over and over.
Yeah,
but
I think
I don't want to get into that. But.
Back in the circle.
Yeah, back in the circle. But yeah, I can't think of anything else right now. If you can think of anything, put it in the comments. Mm-hmm. Anything that we missed. Any strategies,
stories
that things that you use to overcome nervousness, stories about nervousness, all of that good stuff. If you can remember any of that, just put it in the comments, and we like to hear from you. We like to read that and laugh along with you. But it's been real. This has been a good episode. We will see you guys. In a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
Yes.
I don't know. See, okay, now ooh, I got to.
We got to figure a holiday.
We got to figure. Didn't even think about the holiday. I wasn't even talking about
this
holidays.
This is getting real.
What happened was me and Josh, this is a late episode. I don't even know if I'm going to like schedule it this week and put it, try to put it on there tomorrow and do another one in a couple of weeks or what. We haven't even talked about that. So
we hadn't.
This may be a week off. It may be next week or it may go up tomorrow. I'm not sure. but holidays. We hadn't even thought about holidays. We may need to like pick a day and bulk shoot something.
Probably. We'll probably do that.
Yeah. May pick a day where there's not a lot going on for either one of us and bulk shoot.
Just hit it
do
all.
A couple of, yeah.
Hit everything.
Just do a couple of them. Yeah, that may have to, I think that'll.
Okay, an idea just came up, but I'll tell you later.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Okay.
Okay, idea. I was like.
Yeah, something that, it literally just hit me. Just hit me.
So, yeah. Back around to our
sorry,
I
y'all.
Did not hear.
This
no,
is our
no,
brainstorming
a,
session.
All brainstorming, yeah. So, it's been good. It's been a good episode. We enjoy it. We thank y'all for the continued support.
It's been some steady
growth, and we appreciate it and thank you very much. And we will see you guys when we see you. Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe next week. Maybe the week after.
Maybe
next.
The week after next. But we'll see you when we see you.
Eventually.
Eventually, we will see you. Later, guys. Peace.
Bye, y'all.